I'm fine. So the Gemara here now in Lamed Chet launches into different halacha that relate to our the way we relate to non-Jews. What we're going to see is the laws of Darkei Shalom. I've mentioned this before, but I will I'll outline it now, and then we'll actually read the Gemara. Right, we have the main sugya for this in the Bavli is in Gittin. Where many of the mitzvot ben on lachavero, formally as mitzvot ben on lachavero, do not apply to non-Jews, but they do mibnei darkei shalom. And there are two main approaches to understanding darkei shalom. Right? Remember, we mentioned this a few weeks ago. What are they? One is to say darkei shalom is basically a variation of eva, meaning there's no fundamental value in helping the non-Jews, but it'll cause animosity. And saying it'll cause animosity is the same, right? Is just the same thing as saying we do it in order to have peace. At the other extreme, you have the people who think that no, and this is again, this is the position of Aaron Soloveitchik, this is the position of the Rav, Rav Tzvi Hoffman, Rav Unterman, and others, which is that no, if you're Madaik in the Rambam seems to say that Darkei Shalom, he quotes a pasuk of Racham Aval Kol Maasav, and Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Ba, V'Tomchel Mu'ushar, but more importantly, it's Derachei Darchei Noam, V'chol Netivotea Shalom, that it's fundamental. And specifically, it's probably fundamental as an expression of Imitat Yehudei V'alachta B'drachav. And we even mentioned from the Rav, I mentioned this to you, right? In Halachic Morality, he makes it sound like not just is it Akim V'alachta B'drachav, but it's not, right? Don't think it's the secondary Kiyom. Is that the primary kiyum of mitzvah ben lachavero is the broad universal value, and then Jews have an added value, right? It's not the other way, that Jews have the primary, and then there's like a secondary kiyum for goyim. It's that Jews and non-Jews both are part of this broader picture of humanity and v'alachav drachav and kindness, etc. And then there's an added formal kiyum for Jews. This is what the Gemara launches into. So Tani, right, the reason we got into this was because we said that a chaver can be involved in Am Aretz's wedding feast for the sake of peace. And now we talk about other things, right? We see it's not just about non-Jews, right? This is a general value. Now, again, is that because you think that it's a fundamental value, or because you think that even amongst Jews we do things just to prevent fights? You could read it either way. So Tani, Ir Sheish Bagoyim V'Yisrael. If there's a city with Jews and non-Jews, you collect tzedaka funds from both the Jews and the non-Jews, and mefarnesin ani Yisrael ve'ani goyim, and you provide tzedaka to the Jews and non-Jews. Now, interestingly, in the Bavli, we don't have this idea. In the Yerushalmi, it almost sounds like, or you could read it this way, that the only reason you need to support the non-Jews is because the non-Jews are also paying into the communal coffers. Right? In the Bavli, there's no mention of it. Right? The Bavli just makes it sound like we are giving them, and the Chiddush, at least part of the Chiddush, is that there's an Isser D'Oraita to give Matnot Chinam, to give presents for no reason to non-Jews, and to say that this is an exception to that rule. Right, because, you know, the purpose of Darkei Shalom makes it that it's not chinam. Now, again, this might be a nafkamina. Right, if you think that Darkei Shalom is fundamental, so then it's something we should be doing. If it's about preventing fights, you could say it'll only prevent fights if they pay into the coffers and they don't get. Umivakrin chole Yisrael v'chole goyim, and we visit the sick of Jews and non-Jews, v'kovrin meitei Yisrael meitei goyim, and bury their dead. Now, another nafkamina is that in the Bavli's version, there's one extra word, which is not vi, instead of vi, what is it? Im. Right? Im. And there is, there's a further machloket, which again might be a nafkamina to this, which is Rashi, there implies, is understood by many as saying, it's dafka im. Meaning, if I go to the hospital and I'm visiting my Jewish friend and there's a non-Jew in the room, I should talk to that person otherwise also. But I don't have to go out of my way to visit their sick. Or if it's after, God forbid, a battle, an attack, a car accident, right? And the Chevra Kadisha comes to take the Jewish bodies, they don't just leave the non-Jewish body there, because that's really bad, right? If you say that that's the only time that it applies, that takes a much more technical view. But if you say, as the Rashba does, no, im doesn't mean only if there's a non-Jew there, but with, meaning the same way we do, whether or not there are Jews around, again, that might point to a more fundamental, or you could say no, that even if there aren't Jews there, you want to create peace. And you comfort the mourners of Machnisin, Klei Goyim, Klei Yisrael. And we bring things in for Hashavat Aveda Mipnei Darkei Shalom. We bring things in right to prevent it from being stolen. In the Yerushalmi Gittin, it's Mechabsin that we launder their clothes. And it's then this halacha is Bechal about Toma. Girdai and Rabbi Imi. There were a group either of people from the city of Girdai or of weavers, right? Because that's what the word can also mean. Yom Mishteh Shel Goyim Mao. So those of you who are in Halacha somewhere in the middle of the year, we did this sugya, right? Of Mesibot Akum. Remember of parties with non-Jews. Who was in there? Morty, you were in there when we did Mesibot Akum? You were when we did Machal Yakum.
I think it was after I left.
It was after you left.
Yeah.
But right, so remember we saw it's a machloket, isn't it? It's a d'oraita, which is the position of the Ritva and the Ravid, having joint meals with non-Jews and going to non-Jewish parties. And the Taz thought it was d'oraita, then Nekudat Kesef thinks that it's derabanan, right? Nafkin is how mekil can you be, office parties and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Yom Mishteh Shel Goyim, what's the halacha of going to a feast of non-Jews? Right. And remember this specifically, we said what was the major nafkamina? Was the suffix of the drisha is can you waive the Yisr Mesibot Akum because of Eva, because the non-Jews are going to be upset and cause animosity, which hung on the question of Doraita Darabanan. So that seems to be the discussion here in the Yerushalmi, right, where they asked, whether you can waive the Yisr Mesibot Akum for. Because of Eva. So, Savar Mishrei Lon Minacha. Rav Imi wanted to be Mekel based on Mivnei Darkei Shalom because of the principle of Darkei Shalom. Amar lo Rabbi Ba Vatani Rabbi Chia. But Rabbi Chia said that Yom Mishteh Shel Goyim Asur, that you can't do it even if it's going to cause ill will. Now, is that because it's an Isser Doraita, Ritva, Ravid, Taz, or is it because, as some of the Mefarshim defend it, it's because under normal circumstances you can avoid going to the wedding without creating animosity, right? You can just say, I'm busy that day, but I'll send the present. But if that's the case, then if you couldn't, right, meaning in principle you're allowed, in practice not usually, but that would mean if you couldn't, then you would.
I would say, from the example, weddings in particular are most hills to miss.
Not necessarily. You've never missed a wedding of someone you were close to? I have. You're busy. You're in a different country. I don't know. I've missed some of my, I've missed weddings of friends because I live in Israel, you know? I can't always fly back to America, right? It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of money, right? It happens. It's not something you're happy about, but.
Right, but we're talking about communal things.
It could be. I'm out of time. Whatever. So again, but that's going to be the machloket, right? What is it? Why is it? So Amar Ravimi, Ilule Rabbi Ba, Kvar Yinu Baim Latra Avot Dezare Shalat. Oh, if it wasn't for Rabbi Ba, we would have Latra Avot Dezare. Ubarach Amakom Shiri Chaknu Mehem. So thank God he kept us far away from the Ovdi Avot Dezare.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
Okay. Next Mishnah. Ha'omer L'mishe Enu Neman Al Masor. If you tell someone who's not trustworthy, Masor Kach Li Mimishu Hu Neman. Buy produce from me from someone who is neman who misha maaser and someone who gives maaserot. Eno neman, he's not believed because he'll just lie and he'll say, "Yeah, I got it from a place. It had a badatz edacharedit and a sheres Israel and a rabbanut mahadrin and a it had 7,000 echsherim. What do you want for my life?" But because you didn't give him any specific instructions, it's easy for him to lie. Right, he'll say, "Oh, and where did you get it?" He's like, "I don't know. I went to Bnei Brak, and I bought it in it looked like a from store. I don't know. I'm not right. I'm not Neman. I don't do this. I did it for you, right? It's easy. So ain't no Neman. But me ish ploni, if he said buy it from him. And the Derech Emunah adds also that Amei Aretz tend to trust other Amei Aretz. So even if he wants to do it, he might just say, oh, I'll just ask the guy if it's okay. And if he says it's okay, it's okay. So Reza Nema. Halach. Right. So when he says him, so then it's very risky to lie. Because then it's very easy. If I say only buy it from Josh, I only trust Josh. So then all I have to do is ask Josh. Yeah, exactly. But what if he went to buy an Amar Lo? Lo Mitzatev, I didn't find him. I found it. I bought it from someone else who's trustworthy. Again, Eino Ne'eman, especially if he doesn't tell you who he bought it from. He says, ah, some other guy.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, Tani, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Afilo Amar Lo Mi Ploni. So Rabbi Yossi is more machmir. Yossi says, no, Eino Neman Ajon Lokach V'ani Notein Ma'ot. Even if the Amaret said, I bought it from him, if you said, buy it from him, he's not Neman, unless you say, buy it on credit and I will pay him later. Meaning, meaning, I told you to get him, but if I gave you the money, I might not check. But if I say, buy it on credit, you know I'm going back to pay off the bill. I'm not going to be there for a few weeks. I don't know. Ma time is Rabbi Yossi. So why is Rabbi Yossi so machmir? Because ani omer echad karav matzav elokach menu. Because I said he found either what can karav mean? Very good. Either I found someone closer, or I found a relative and I wanted to give him business, right? And he's willing to risk it for his relative or because of laziness. Two possibilities. Tanin and Taman. Because we learn in Mishnah. In Gittin, hitkabli li gitib makom ploni. If a woman says, accept the get for me in X place. So that's understood to mean that there and only there. Not the husband happens to be there. Only accept the get if he is there. So then, ochelet betrumot ad sheyegia get lo to makom. She can eat trumot, she's married to a kohen, until the person gets to that place because, right? So if it's if she says only accepted in New Zealand, she knows she has however many hours minimum until he gets there. Trying to get to New Zealand from here, not obviously if you're in New Zealand. But, yeah. Rabbi Lazar Oser Miyad. Rabbi Lazar says no right away. My Tamir Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar assumes that it's Lav Dafka. That even when she says accepted there, she's really just saying he is there. And maybe the husband came to visit or came to bring the get. He wanted to divorce her really badly. So he showed up. And therefore, Lazar says it's love. It's love, Dafka.
Much better than over.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I meant to say this before. On the Mishnah, the question of, right, where he's not Neman, it's a machlok in the Mefarshim. Most of the Mefarshim assume that if he doesn't name the person, right? But if he names who he bought it from, he is Neman. But the Ra says, no, even by a named person, right? Unless it's the person you were Dafka supposed to go to, he is, right? And the credit thing, he's not Neman. Anyways.
What's his thing that even if he names someone, if he didn't, you expect that he would trust him?
Like, you
would check it.
Exactly. Right, meaning it's only in the case where the person who sent you named the guy that you have to be worried, that you don't have to be worried, because then it shows he was machbed. Right, meaning if, basically the Ra's argument is that if the Amaretz that I sent said, oh, I went to Eitan, right? But I didn't tell him Dafka to go to Eitan, so I'm not going to check. If I said only go to Eitan, then I might check, right? But even if he names it, I might not care so much, right? Because I didn't tell him to go there, right? So that's why the Ra thinks. Anyways, continuing the Gemara. Atu de Elazar Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara first suggests that Elazar is like Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi Kiri Elazar. Meaning, just like Rabbi Elazar says, that even though he says a place, he doesn't mean it. So even though the Chaver names a person, he doesn't mean it, and that's why you don't believe him, because he doesn't think you're Makbid. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yossi, Reba, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yossi is going farther. Because Rabbi Elazar agrees that if he actually says, only get it from this place, then you have to get there, which is the equivalent. You're believed until the get there. That's the equivalent here of saying only to buy from Eitan. Rabbi Yossi goes farther. Rabbi Yossi says, even if I said only there, only him, you're still not believed unless you buy it on credit. That's more extreme than Rabbi Eliezer. And again, what's the reason? Because that I'm worried that he found either a relative or found someone closer.
The point of the opinion that it is a relative, like, if the guy's in Ger, would that change anything?
Probably not. I mean, in Ger, it could be a friend, it could be whatever, you know, love that. Okay, next Mishnah. I come into a city, I don't know anybody. So I don't know whose name on my street. Right, and he's not relying on, he's not going to somebody's house, he's buying food. Va'amar mikan neman mikan maser. So he said, who's neman? Who's believed? Who gives maser? And amar lo echad, and someone told him, ani ina neman. Not me, but ish ploni neman, that guy is. So then I raise a neman. Right, because even though the first person is namaretz, he admits it. In general, we assume, ina mchote velo lo. People don't sin when they're not benefiting.
No, but they could be benefiting here.
Next line. Wait. Stop. Wait, wait. honestly. Halach v'lakach imenu. So if he went and bought from the second guy, and Amar lo, michan mocha yashan. And then he says, who sells yashan? Now, what is yashan here? So this is a machloket. The Marafolda says that what's yashan here? Yashan, like the halachic Yashan, right? Meaning he's asking who's Makbid on Chadash, on Yashan, and who's not Makbid on Yashan. Rashi and the Rash say no. They're asking about quality of wine. Who sells aged wine and who sells newer wine, right? Who sells high quality and who sells low quality? And the reason that to say that is, that we find nowhere in Shas that Amearetz, right? Amearetz aren't chashon on every Avera in the book, right? So we don't know that they are Dafka, not Ne'eman. On Chadash, Tosfot has a third suggestion, which is Chadash and Yashan are very uniquely here. It's a question about Shemitah. Right, is it from last year or this year with Nafkaminas around Shemitah? So then it is halachic. And that goes back to the question we saw earlier, which is, are Amearetz Chashod ala Shviyat? Right? Okay. So if he goes to the second guy, and Amar lo, l'misha shalacha etzli, and he says, oh, that guy who sent you to me, who said, I'm Neman on Shurim Maisrot, he either is Neman on Yashan or has good quality produce. So now Josh runs in and says, Gavalt, now you can't believe them. They made a deal under the table. The Mishnah says, too bad. Even though it looks like they are reciprocating favors, they're still Ne'eman. Sorry. If two donkey drivers with grain come into a city, Amar echad mehen, and one says sheli chadash shechaveri yashan. Again, whatever chadash is and whatever yashan is, sheli enu matukan shechaveri matukan. Mine is not matukan. That is then enu nemanin. Right, they come in together. Then we assume that they are in cahoots. Yeah. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer nemanin. Rabbi Yehuda says even in that case, they are believed. Now the the Gemara says, I don't understand. The aid echo neman is a single aid neman. Now, this is very problematic. Why is this very problematic? Because it's an Isra issue, and in general, aid echad is neman. Very good. So, how do you solve that this problem? So, one problem is the Gra. The one problem is the Gra. The Gra says, oh, come on. It doesn't say aid echad. It says, I'm haretz. Right? In Amharic should be Naman.
Sorry, I didn't read that in the. I didn't initially see that in the words.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Now the other so the, two other possibilities. One is that it's is Edechad Naman on something he is himself not Naman on. So you have to add in some words, right? Or some say that no, even though it seems like an issue of Isurin. It's not. What is it about? It's whether someone has the status of a chaver. And status issues need two edim. And there, now the upshot of that would be, and this is found in the Ra, and the Ritva, and the Brichadash, and therefore what they're saying is, is how could an eid echad be neman if... What? Yeah, if it's a status issue. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, kal husha kilu b'chanayim b'chayin nefesh. It's a traveler, and we have a special kula because he needs to survive. He needs food. So what are you going to do? He's not allowed to buy from anybody. He'll just, right? You don't have that much money on you, right? There's only a limited amount of resources he has, and what are you exactly going to do? It's impossible. Now, you have to add two things. One is the Naman issue, and the other question is, okay, fine, so maybe it isn't Naman, so why does he give Chumar and Maisrot? And that's why the Mepharshim say he's traveling on very limited resources, and yes, theoretically, even, you know, the few, the 1% that he would give, because in Tamai, you only have to end up, you get to keep the rest. It's only 1%, right? The true one, Maiser, that you give away. So you'd say, really, that's the difference? Okay, I don't know what you want from me. Tani, nichnas le'er veino makir adam. If I come to a city, I don't know anybody. Oshay omed begorin veino makir adam. Shamor, I'm in a granary and I don't know anybody. Hareza nishel bein chaver bein lamaretz. Divrei Rishim ben Gamliel. So Rishim ben Gamliel says, I can ask anybody. And Rebbe omed nishel ala truma ala chaver bilvad. When it comes to truma, we're only going to ask a chaver, but now that I look at it, let's say... Yeah, let's leave this till tomorrow. What exactly we're talking about here. That he's Neman, but it continues the Neman issue. And then tomorrow we finish the Perek and start the new Perek as well.